Great gut health means that you're going to be able to show up at your absolute best in your life and in your work. It's also going to help to arm your body against COVID. And food is not only fuel that you need for energy, but the nutrients in your food are what help to feed the army of good bacteria in your digestive tract.
Welcome to Vitality Evolutions Podcast. Discover life-changing advice and insights from lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition experts on how to achieve a healthy, fit body and a powerful, vibrant mind. Feel stronger and live longer. Are you ready to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit? Hello and welcome to Vitality Evolution. I'm very happy and excited to introduce to you today Carolina Morelli. We will be having a relaxed and exciting conversation about the importance of gut health in building your immune system during this worldwide COVID-19 crisis and pandemic. You can reach out to Carolina Morelli at equibalancehealth.com. That's equibalancehealth.com. Hey, good afternoon, Carolina. How are you doing?
Hey, it's so great to be here with you today.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining. So why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and all that good stuff.
Okay, great. Well, my name is Carolina Morelli. I'm married. I actually just celebrated my 15th wedding anniversary yesterday, and my husband Carl and I have two sons, and we currently live in Miami, Florida at the time of this recording, but we are actually about to move to Charlotte, North Carolina in about 5 weeks. So right smack dab in the middle of COVID. So my first job is mom, but my career, quote unquote career, is in holistic health coaching. And I work solely with women, but for any of the guys tuning in today, all of the principles that I teach are really for anyone, male or female. And you know, I believe that health is the launching pad to success in every area of your life. And that, you know, when you feel good, you show up different in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did you get into health coaching?
So I got into this work in a very interesting way. People always ask me all the time, you know, this question, and I'm like, I didn't choose it. It chose me. And I started doing this after surviving a health crisis that almost killed me 5 years ago. And at the time, my life was very, very different. Before I got sick, I had been in full-time music ministry, and I was pregnant with my second son. My band was supposed to go out on tour after he was born. And, you know, the universe had other plans for me. And during the delivery of my son, I went septic with a bacterial infection, and we just didn't know it until 4 days after we were home. So I ended up getting hospitalized, quarantined from my kids, and the IV antibiotics that I was given ended up giving me another infection called C. difficile. So Q and more antibiotics. And, you know, I'm very grateful for Western medicine because it saved my life, but it also almost killed me. And the medications just totally destroyed my gut. And so, you know, it was a very, very long journey of recovery and learning how to heal my body from the inside out using, you know, some different holistic approaches on top of better nutrition. And I just fell in love with what I was learning. And I ended up leaving my career in music to go back to school for health coaching and plant-based medicine. So it shows me, and everyone I know that's in this world, they had something happen to them. It's like they're highlighted, and we end up becoming healers. So that's how I got into it.
Right. Very good. Well, beautiful. So let's talk about the pursuit and of purpose. I mean, how does having either, you know, great or poor gut any effect on our health? I mean, how does it affect us, and how can we really improve our health by having a better gut?
Yeah, so the short and sweet answer of this is, you know, I personally believe that having great gut health means that you're going to be able to show up at your absolute best in your life and in your work. And you're able to pursue your purpose with such greater energy and clarity of mind as a direct result of caring for your gut. And on the opposite side, when you're dealing with poor gut health, you're not going to be showing up at your best because you're getting sick a lot more often. You're not feeling well, just becomes like the norm. You're more tired, and you're kind of just walking around feeling blah more often than not. It really does affect a person's ability to rise and shine, as I like to say.
Yeah, absolutely. So
how do we start? Where do we start? I mean, most people, you know, really just think maybe I just need to take some probiotics. Maybe that's all I need to do. So what are some of the steps that we can do to kind of improve our gut health?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, what I'm going to share with you right now, it's also going to help to arm your body against COVID by basically strengthening your immune system. So, you know, I like to say that the key to health is actually very, very simple. And it's really about going back to basic foundational things. And in times like we're in right now with COVID, you know, adding in a few extra powerful boosters are going to do a great deal for the human body. So the first thing that you would do is you need to be watching your sleep. And this is like the number one thing I tell people, because we all know that when you are not getting sleep, you're more than likely going to catch whatever bug is going around. And your immune system is actually directly correlated with your sleep, right? So, you know, when you think about the amount of stress that we're all under right now, I mean, it's unprecedented. In our lifetime, we've never seen anything like this. Right. So our stress level is that much higher. Kids are being homeschooled. People are losing their jobs. The economy's on a roller coaster. So getting adequate sleep is going to be crucial to your overall health and well-being. And again, this is crucial for your immune system to be able to function optimally. The second thing is your nutrition. I mean, now is the time to be mindful of what you're actually feeding your body. And your immune system needs the vitamins and the minerals that come from good, clean food so it can function at its absolute best. And, you know, when you think of, you know, the gas that you put in your car, right? You would never put cheap gas into a Ferrari, right? You put the champagne gasoline in it, and your body is no different. And food is not only fuel that you need for energy, but the nutrients in your food are what help to feed the army of good bacteria in your digestive tract. And some things that you can also add into your daily diet that are gonna not only help your digestive system to stay strong and be healthy, but that's also gonna boost your immune system, are things like garlic and mushrooms. And interestingly, mushrooms have something called immune modulating polysaccharides. And these help to upregulate and balance your immune function. Things like ginger and foods that are high in zinc. So think like nuts, like cashews, hemp, pumpkin seeds, meat and shellfish, especially oysters, beans, dairy and eggs. Those are very, very high in zinc. And the third thing that you can do, and I can't stress this enough, is taking probiotics. And for those of you that are not familiar with what probiotics actually do, if you can view your gut like a garden, the probiotic is the seed that you plant in the garden, okay? And then there's something else called prebiotics. And the prebiotics are the sunshine and the water and the fertilizer and that good soil. Those prebiotics are what make those probiotic seeds, you know, explode with this big, beautiful, bountiful garden. And, you know, if you'd like to learn more about probiotics and how they work and get some recommendations, if you go to my website, there's a free resources tab, and I have a free guide that you can download called Probiotics and Prebiotics Explained. This is probably the number one question I get asked from people. And I'll give you some great recommendations that are budget friendly of some really high powerful probiotics and prebiotics that you can take to help boost your immune system and keep your gut healthy. So those are three simple things that you can do. So the sleep, upping your nutrition, and probiotics and prebiotics.
Yeah, very good. Because I mean, as we said, like during this time where we're all cooped up, we're staying at home, you know, and people might have the tendency to order in some pizza or unhealthy foods or so. But I think we should use the time to almost like go back and reintroduce cooking in the kitchen to ourselves, you know, and just really processing whole foods. And it actually does save even money. You know, many people struggling with money. It doesn't mean, hey, the pizza, you know, is only $10. Well, you can buy a lot of great, healthy whole foods for $10 as well. And I think your body will be very thankful for that rather than just shoving in some processed carbohydrates, right?
Absolutely. And what's interesting with nutrition, and I find this a lot with my clients, is that when they start cleaning up their nutrition, they notice brain fog goes away. And that's also linked to your gut health. And with, again, with the amount of stress that we're under, and some people are having to make very, very quick decisions due to job losses and whatnot, you're going to be thinking much more clearly. You're going to have better energy. And, you know, the other thing I tell people all the time is that, you know, it's not perfection. It's about progress. And I personally go by the 80-20 rule, where, you know, 80% of the time I'm eating as clean and nutritious as I can, but I love chocolate peanut butter cups. And you know what? I'm under stress too. So yes, I'm going to have a glass of wine and I'm going to have my chocolate peanut butter cups. And I think that there's, you know, there's a healthy balance there that's just realistic, especially right now with people. So, you know, you do the best that you can. And if that means for you that, you know, you're a person that you don't even like vegetables, right? Or maybe you're not a fruit eater. Instead of eating, you know, vegetables and fruit once every 3 days, try just adding in one serving of vegetables and fruit into one of your meals per day, and just start slowly. Always take the baby steps, because then it becomes a habit that sticks, and it's not just something that you do for a week and then you abandon it because you feel like a failure.
Right, exactly. That's kind of what I'm teaching in the Vitality Evolution membership program, because I don't believe in quick diets and fat diets and anything like that, because I mean, it just has such a yo-yo effect. People have some quick results, but it's very difficult to maintain. So really, by taking these baby steps, as you said, and by implementing these little bite-sized pieces day by day, week after week, we can slowly but surely really change our lifestyle to really achieve overall well-being.
Yeah.
So let's talk about maybe going back to the mindset, because I know we quickly started touching on that, because the mindset and how we look at things and how we're looking at overall health and how we feel and energy is so important. Give us a little bit of your insight when it comes down to that, in regards of health, mindset, and feeling more energized.
Yeah. So, you know, every person's going to be different in how they work on their mindset. Different people have their different pitfalls. I know for me, I'm a faith-based person. So for me, prayer and Bible reading is so important every day. I also have affirmations. And you know, this is interesting. My mother-in-law, she's no longer with us, but she was a counselor, and she used to keep affirmations taped onto her bathroom mirror and all around the house. And I used to tease her mercilessly for it. And now I'm the person that does that. And I've seen the power in it. And so I, you know, I tell my clients, and I do this for myself, I have my affirmations that I say every day. In fact, I'm teaching my 7-year-old and my 5-year-old how to implement daily affirmations into their habit. It's like I've become a habit for them. The other thing that I do personally, and I recommend this for everybody, is to fill your mind with really positive, uplifting content, whether that's from a book or a podcast. I would stay off the news as much as you can right now. It's just so negative and depressing. Like, stay informed, but I think it's really important that you put more good stuff into your mind that you can encourage yourself with, and build that positive mindset. Like, it's not denying what's happening in the world today, but it's really focusing on like, hey, you know what? I'm healthy. I'm strong. I am capable. When the crap is hitting the fan, I will know what to do in that moment. And just speaking belief, also to speaking belief over yourself. And I think that really changes a lot for people. And I know for me personally, when I started doing the mindset work, I found it made such a difference in my life and the way that I would deal with other people when, you know, things get hard. And it's such a powerful thing. And I know people always say to me, you know, but if I say these affirmations, like, I have a lot of energy, or I'm full of energy, but I don't really feel that way. I feel like I'm lying. And the thing is that you have to speak it until you become it. And the more that you speak it, the sooner you become it, because you start to believe what you're speaking over yourself, you know, and you're speaking the truth that you want to be true over yourself. You're calling it into existence. So those are some of my thoughts on the whole mindset thing.
Yeah, very, very good. Well, great advice when it comes down to improving your gut health and really making those changes to really boost your immune system. So people can reach you at equibalancehealth.com. Do you have any closing thoughts for us today?
I do want to bring up really quick before we close. A lot of people are dealing with anxiety right now. and depression. And gut health and depression and anxiety, they all go hand in hand. So if you are finding yourself overly anxious right now, the mindset work is going to be crucial. The nutrition is crucial, but you have to understand that 90% of your serotonin is made in your gut. So if you're noticing this high stress, make sure you're pampering your gut. Make sure that you're getting the sleep. Make sure you're eating clean. Make sure you're taking those probiotics. And you're going to find that your anxiety is going to start to come down a little bit. Your mood's going to get better. So again, everything starts in the gut, and your health is a launching pad to success in every area of your life. And it just all starts from that place.
Yeah, very good. Well, thank you so much, Carolina. It was a pleasure speaking with you and meeting you here. Again, thank you so much. Let's all stay healthy, and let's rebuild our gut and create great wellness for us. Okay. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.